Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, October 1st. So crazy. It is 5:30. Welcome. Thank you guys for being here this half hour just for you guys waking up early with us. Can you believe it's October 1st?
Even the weather. Like this morning, I was like, 67? Where's the 78 or 88 that I'm used to at this time of the day?
My mind works is once we hit October, the rest of the year goes by so fast. So it's like mentally, I'm like, oh my gosh, Halloween's on the way. And then right after that, it's Thanksgiving and then it's Christmas. And then, oh my gosh, we're in the new year. And it's like, well, we still have 3 months to go, but still, it blows my mind. I'm just having a hard time grasping that it's October.
One thing I do not like about this time of year is how it gets so dark so early.
Yes.
And then like, oh great, here comes the seasonal depression. It's coming, Mercedes. You ready for it? Get as much sunlight as you can.
I've had the yearly depression, honestly, so it's not going to change much for me. It's going to be just the same.
You know, we have our ups and our downs, and all this year was just downs.
Yeah, it was a lot of downs. You are definitely an up for me, though.
No, of course, of course.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm cool. I'm good. I'm getting through it. Yesterday was a weird one with, you know, just like the Aces games. That was an up and down for sure.
I'm wearing my Aces gear today.
Me too.
Yes. Oh, my God. Gosh, what a game. We're going to talk about that and what's trending, but same. I was just like, my heart can't take this. Like, what is happening? And if you missed it, the Aces ended up winning. They are going to the finals. They're going to face off against the Phoenix Mercury. So excited, but it wasn't looking good there for a little while. And then they went into overtime, which was like, oh my gosh. But
like, I love sports. I really do. But I really have to detach myself sometimes because I get so into it and sometimes I can't sleep. So like last night, I was so happy that they won. But like on Sunday night, when they didn't win, I'm stressing out. Like, I feel like I'm coach. Like, I'm Becky Hammond. I'm like, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? How are we going to take it to the finals? Like, I get too emotionally involved.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are like that. I can totally relate. It's just, it feels like you are part of the team. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, you have to be a part of the solution. And so, watching yesterday, I was just like, oh my gosh, I was freaking out. And then when they won, I just finally felt like, okay, I can breathe again now, you know? So this is going to be exciting. Yeah, more on that coming up this morning in What's Trending. But I am so glad I got to drive in this morning and I didn't have to call 911 like I did yesterday.
I was going to ask you, was there any follow-up to it or what happened?
Well, I did. I found out a little bit more about, you know, like what went on. So basically, I didn't want to talk about it yesterday because I didn't want to like impede any sort of investigation or anything like that, but I found out what happened. So when I was driving into work yesterday, I'm always kind of paying attention to my surroundings, and usually the time I come in, it's pitch black. There's a random jogger here and there, but so I'm driving and I see on the sidewalk of the street I'm on that there's two people. And I'm like, this is a really weird time for two people to just like be on the sidewalk. And then I look closer because I'm not driving very fast. It's a residential street. And it's a woman and a man. And the woman's like struggling to get away from the man.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, that's not good. I'm like, what is happening? So my instinct was to turn around and go back. But then I hear my husband's voice like, you don't know if people are carrying guns. You need to be careful. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to call 911. So I called 911. I said, hey, this is where it's at. And in my mind, I'm like, am I like being a Karen? Like, is this a 311 call? You know, so I just said, I don't know if something's going on, but it just didn't look right to me. So they take the information. I get here to the station, my phone rings and it's the officer, and they were on the scene and they just wanted to make sure that they had the right people. And I said, hey, can you just tell me, is the lady okay? And he's like, yeah, the lady is okay. And then come to find out, like, it was a kind of an odd situation. And it just, I guess that the woman did have like some scrapes on her hands and stuff like that. So I don't know exactly what was going on, but I asked the officer, I was like, Did I do the right thing calling 911? And they're like, absolutely, did. They were like, yes, 100%. If you ever, you know, if you ever hesitate, just call it. The dispatcher will tell you if it's not an emergency. But so I felt better about that. But, you know, I'm not trying to get up in everyone's business. But at the same time, it just didn't look right. Yeah. You know, I felt like something is not supposed to be happening here. So at the end of the day, I'm glad I called. I don't know exactly what happened. But yeah, that was kind of the gist of it.
I feel like us with this type of schedule that we have, we always see the weirdest and most randomest things at those times of day.
Yes.
Like, I see random things coming into the radio station and I always have my guard up, even like leaving my apartment building. So it's good. I'm glad you called 911. I need to have a little bit more of that mentality too, because I get hesitant. Like, ooh, should I call? Should I do 911?
I don't want to waste anyone's time for real emergencies. No, I'm totally with you on that. But they say to call, and if it's not an emergency in their eyes, they'll tell you.
Okay.
So I figure, okay, you know,
coyote. <lesson learned. laughs> Coyote's passing by.
Yeah, the coyotes are probably not 911. But yeah, it was just a weird thing. So yeah, we got that figured out. But let's get the show started. We're so glad to have you guys here with us. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Do you have a funny name for one of your group texts? Some people are really creative with it. I always respect that. For the most part, mine are kind of boring. It's just, you know, fam or kids or, you know, stuff like that. But it was funny because I was getting some texts from one of my group chats with one of my group of girlfriends last night. And we are all the common bond between all of us. And I think there's like five of us in that group chat. We're all total introverts. Mm. Like, none of us like to go out. So we have named the chat the Canceled Plans Committee. And every time we make tentative plans, which is what we're doing right now, and we're in the process of making tentative plans, we already know at least one of us is going to say, sorry, I can't go. I'm going to have to cancel. And it's honestly like a safe space for us because nobody gets mad. We're all secretly loving it when the plans get canceled.
So if one person cancels, are you guys all out?
We're all out.
No way. So you're telling me you guys planned this whole thing, this whole spiel, maybe your reservations, and one person's out, you guys, all five of you are
we're
out.
All out, and we're all fine with it. And that, so it's the CPC chat, and that's why one of our girlfriends named it the Canceled Plans Committee, because all we really do in this chat is make plans and then cancel them, make plans and then cancel them. I think the last time we actually went through with a set of plans was back in February of this year. So we've canceled plans like three times, which is, I don't know, I kind of find it comical, honestly. It's pretty funny. But does anyone else have that? 702-364-9400. What is like the funniest, the most creative name for a group chat that you're part of? I thought our CPC group chat is, I think it's hilarious.
I would be so frustrated to be a part of that group.
Yeah, you would not like it.
For me, we have a group chat with me and my husband and then our friends Alan and Jody. And it was just, you know when like in the Apple iPhone, it's just all the names. Well, it changed after our first hangout. And after our first hangout, it changed to a drink, an alcoholic beverage drink. And we went to, do you remember Ocean's One in Planet Hollywood? It was this restaurant that had like great happy hour deals, like three drinks for $15. And we decided to go there to hang out. So little did I know that this drink that they wanted to get would change the whole trajectory of our night. So Alan, our friend, said, come on, James, get a Patron and a Hennessy shot with me. He was like, a Patron and Hennessy shot? He goes, yeah, it's called Patrenessy. And they mixed tequila with whiskey. And I will never forget, after that one shot, I've never seen James so oblivious in my entire life. I'm like, we need to get food in him. We need to go to Tacos El Gordo. So we go to Tacos El Gordo. He's dragging. He's lying on the bench. And he could not get into the Uber to save
our
lives.
This is your husband.
This is my husband.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen him like this in my entire life. So I'm like, Alan, what did you do to him? So shortly after that, at first I was upset. It ended up being Patrenessy is our group chat name.
That is funny. Oh my gosh, who has one? We're getting some text here. Mine with college roommates is the wine line, because someone always suggests wine even at 10 a.m. This one says, my sister and I call ours no evidence, please. Don't ask. Ooh, that's intriguing. My family one is called immediate regret, because I regret being in it every time my mom sends another Minions meme. Moms are so funny. They love the Minions, don't they?
They do.
I love that. And then this one says, ours is called the Left on Red Club, because no one ever responds until 3 days later. Oh, you should join mine. You guys would love it.
No. We don't,
yeah, it's perfect for all of you introverts and just never responding to text messages.
Please don't invite me to any of these group chats, please.
I'm just going to add you just so you can see what life is like. And then last one says, we're the Irish Goodbye Squad. What is that? Oh, is that when you leave a place without saying goodbye to someone?
I would hate to be a part of that group, too.
I love it. It's big.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:04. We are so happy to have you guys here. Today is October 1st, and for our city, this will never be just another date. 8 years ago, in the middle of a country music festival, everything changed, and it remains the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. I always kind of dread October 1st, yeah. Just going back to that day. I don't know how you guys feel about it. We lost 60 people connected to that night, 58 whose lives were taken in the chaos, and then two more who later passed away from their injuries. And behind every number, there's a face, there is a laugh. There's a family, there's a circle of friends who love them deeply. And I just think it's really important to reflect on that day and just how everything changed. I'll never forget, you know, I got a phone call early in the morning, and they're like, you guys got to come in. Did you hear what happened? And I hadn't woken up yet. My alarm didn't go off that morning.
Wow.
So that's how I woke up, and I rushed in here, and we were just trying to get more information. And I know you weren't living here at the time, but it was just a lot of trying to figure out what was going on. You were in San Diego. Did you guys, I mean, obviously you heard about it there, right?
Yeah, I will never forget that. I actually remember the first time it actually hit the news on that night.
Yeah.
I was still awake in San Diego. I remember me and my husband were watching the news because we saw it on social media first. And I was just like, what is going on? And James was like, you got to try and go to sleep because you have the morning show the next day. So I tried to go to sleep, and I couldn't sleep that night when I found out the news, because the numbers just kept going up and up. And then the morning show the next day, the radio station it was kind of chaotic. It was like this heaviness of a feeling, but even in San Diego, that we felt the heaviness, like we felt that darkness and that sadness miles and miles away. So that impacted the whole world.
Yeah, it really did. And all across the valley today, people are going to be gathering to remember at Sunrise. Families and leaders come together at the Clark County Government Center Amphitheater. And then tonight at 10:05, the Healing Garden downtown is going to read the names of the 58 who died that night one by one. The Remembering One October exhibit at the County Government Center, that's open today. And there's items there that were left in the days after the tragedy, at the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign, you know, teddy bears, letters, banners, hats. Every piece is really a message of grief, but also of love too. So all those mementos are going to one day be a part of the Forever One Memorial, which is a permanent place for healing and reflection and togetherness. And there's tributes today, the Vegas Strong Heart mural. There's going to be a blood drive that the Vegas Golden Knights are hosting today at City National Arena. And there's even a virtual remembrance this evening for survivors and families who can't be here in person. But yeah, the images that day, they stay with me. I'm sure they stay with a lot of you. It's not just of tragedy, though. I feel like it's also of humanity. You know, strangers, yes, carrying strangers, cars becoming ambulances, lines just wrapping around the blood banks in the heat as people waited just to help. And that's when the Vegas Strong slogan was born. I mean, we saw it with our own eyes. And then a few days later, the entire city found itself together again inside the T-Mobile Arena at the very first Vegas Golden Knights game in Las Vegas. And that is when Derek England took the mic and spoke for all of us.
Like all of you, I'm proud to call Las Vegas home. I met my wife here, my kids were born here, and I know how special this city is. To all the brave first responders that have worked timelessly and courageously throughout this whole tragedy, we thank you. To the families and friends of the victims, know that we'll do everything we can to help you and our city heal. We are Vegas Strong.
8 years later, those words still move us because they remind us of who we are. And now, as we do every year, we honor the 60 lives taken too soon with a song written right here in our community from our friend Kiara Brown. It's 58 Stars, and it's Mix 94.1.
58 hearts, 58 brand new stars, light up the sky tonight. This is my home. We can go on, Vegas strong. In the darkest of nights, we will join in their light, and only together we will shine. With strength in our love, the power of hugs, this is our home, Vegas strong. 58 hearts, 58 brand new stars, light up the sky tonight. And this is my home, we must go on, Vegas strong. Together we'll rise, hearts burning bright, we've overcome with love, spirit, and fight. We'll show the world we're the brightest of lights. This is our home, Vegas strong. 58 hearts, 58 brand new stars, light up the sky tonight. And this is my home, we must go on, Vegas strong. 58 hearts, 58 brand new stars, light up the sky tonight. This is my home, we can go on, Vegas strong. Vegas strong. Vegas strong.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Las Vegas Aces are trending this morning. Oh my goodness, what a game. The Aces are headed back to the WNBA Finals.
Yeah!
They survived a wild Game 5 against the Fever, winning 107-98 in overtime. It was not easy. Here was the final call.
Robin Howard, the tip play won't go, and that will do it. The Las Vegas Aces have survived the Fever and are headed back to the WNBA Finals.
I'm still reeling from that game last night. Vegas led by 9 at one point, but then Indiana, they just clawed back in the fourth and tied it to force overtime. The Fever were battling injuries. They were battling foul trouble. Kelsey Mitchell had to leave in the third. Aaliyah Boston fouled out in the fourth after she put up 11 points and 16 rebounds. Even without them, Indiana, they just kept pushing. Odyssey Sims, man.
Yes.
She, oh my gosh.
The three-pointer after, I think Jackie Young did a three-point, and then right afterwards, or was it Putty? I forget. But I mean, regardless, the Fever, they put up a fight this series.
Yes, they did. But when it came down to crunch time, our Aces stars went off. Asia Wilson was unstoppable again. 35.7 boards, 5 assists, 4 steals, 4 blocks. She just tied legends Breonna Stewart and Diana Taurasi for the most 30-point playoff games in WNBA history.
Wow.
Jackie Young, she added 30 of her own, and together they became the first teammates to ever score 30-plus in the same playoff game. That's insane. That really is. And then Chelsea Gray, she just owned overtime. She hit back-to-back threes and scored 8 of her 17 in the extra minute, basically shutting the door on the Fever's Cinderella run. After the game, Asia said, people counted us out, but we're not done. And she's right. You know, the 3 finals appearances in 4 years, that is not a fluke. That is a dynasty in the making.
I mean, I get the chills just thinking about how in the beginning of the season, how they were struggling. And then now they're here going into the finals. What a comeback. And not only that, but like you can see in Asia's face, like there was like 10 seconds left in overtime and you knew they were about to win, but she had to do some free throws still. And Chelsea Gray is like, come on, Asia, like we're about to win. But she had this face of like, we're not done yet.
Yes, you could tell Chelsea was celebrating. Yes. And Asia shut her down. She's like, no.
No, we are not. Like, I felt like I got a lot of like the Kobe feeling of Asia in that. And I'm like, this girl, she is truly the MVP.
I just love this team. So game one is on Friday night over at Michelob Ultra Arena. Then game two is on Sunday at noon. So tickets, I believe, go on sale this morning. And so, guys, our team, it's back on the biggest stage, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. It is time to win, time to play Heads Up. And man, we've got a cool prize. Everyone's been asking about these passes. We are having a Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl album listening party Friday. Her new album comes out, and we want to celebrate with a listening party, and we want you to be there. It's all ages. It's happening at Jackpot Bar and Grill. We've got 4 passes for you to join us at that. And then we're going to give you 4 tickets to check out the official release party of A Showgirl at AMC Theaters on Saturday. It is a Taylor Swift weekend. If you win, all you got to do is pick your category, get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and you are going to be joining us. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up right now, 702-364-9400.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Savannah, you're caller 20.
Hi.
Good morning. You ready to play some Heads Up?
I'm ready.
This is quite the prize pack. Definitely one for the Swifties. Passes to our Life of a Showgirl album release party on Friday at Jackpot Bar and Grill, and tickets to the official release party of A Showgirl at AMC Theaters. We just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Caffeine Fix, Jam Session, or Here We Go?
We'll go with Caffeine Fix.
Caffeine Fix. Okay, National Coffee Day was on Monday. These are all things associated with coffee. Do you drink it?
Yes.
Okay, we'll have no problem. I have full confidence. We just need 6 and 60. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, Savannah, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is probably the most popular coffee shop in the country. Everybody goes.
Starbucks.
Yes. This is the person that makes your coffee. They're called a what?
Barista.
Yes. This is very popular in the fall. It's a very popular drink. Yes. This is the what you if you don't want to drink your coffee black, you put some of this in it.
Creamer?
Yes. This is it's like it's kind of like you get it you get it with ice in there. This is the type of drink with ice.
Coffee?
Cappuccino? Yeah, let's pass. This is just hot water and a shot of espresso.
Americano?
Yes. This is what you might drink your drink out of at home. You might pour your coffee into one of these.
A mug?
Yes! Nice. Wow! Yes. Savannah! Great job!
Hey.
You know, we skipped cold brew. I was having a hard time saying that without saying cold. And so I was like, let's not waste our time. Let's move on from that. But you are a winner. We're going to see you on Friday at Jackpot Bar and Grill for our Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl album listening party. We are going to have so much fun. It's all ages. We're going to have some games. We're going to have trivia. We're going to have Taylor merch. All sorts of activations. It's going to be a blast. Can't wait to see you there. And then also on Saturday, you're going to see the official release party of A Showgirl at AMC Theaters. Congratulations. And we're going to have another chance for you to win these passes, a 4-pack coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. Be listening for that. And coming up next, we have the Hot 3, the app that is feeding you medical lies, the A-list marriage that is officially over after almost 2 decades, and the New York pop-up that has Swifties losing their minds. We have all of that coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
You know how TikTok is basically Google for Gen Z? Well, researchers just put it under the microscope, and the results are not pretty. At an American Academy of Pediatrics meeting, they revealed more than 20% of sexual health videos made by non-medical creators are just flat out wrong. Like 20%. And even the people who do have degrees, they're slipping too. 3% of their content has inaccuracies. The worst offenders are videos related to abortion, which had really high error rates. So please be careful where you get your information. If you're scrolling at 1 a.m. and you think TikTok's a new WebMD, just remember your For You page. It's not a medical school at all.
Yeah, that's scary stuff, especially if for those teenagers. And I don't know about you, but some ads, they get me. Like, I'll be getting stuff like that help me. Oh, your cortisol levels are high. You need to get this drink to get your fat face away.
Oh, I know. There's so many. Yeah, it's really... The way I kind of look at TikTok is like, I'm not taking anything seriously. I'm there for the entertainment.
Yes.
I'm not going to go there for official information. Even like the WebMD people are annoying, though. I got to imagine for doctors, because I've done that very thing where I looked up something on WebMD. I went to the doctor. I'm like, well, WebMD says it could be this. And I can just feel like them going, okay, Like, let's figure this out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's what I did last week. This past week, and I was breaking out with my acne. I'm like, oh, it's because I'm drinking too much coffee.
Did you ever go back to it?
I went back this morning.
You did? Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't last 3 days, and it's because the headaches I was getting.
It's an addiction. It's so hard. Also, this morning, we talked about it earlier this week when it was just a separation, and now it's official. This one hurts. After 19 years of marriage, Nicole Kidman has officially filed for divorce from Keith Urban. She cited irreconcilable differences. She wants to be the primary residential parent of their daughters, Sunday and Faith. Word is they've been living apart since the start of summer, and reports are saying that Nicole was still trying to patch things up, but Keith already moved into his own Nashville home and is rumored to be seeing another woman.
Oh my God, already?
Yeah.
I hope that's just a rumor.
I hope it's a rumor too. That's what, TMZ is reporting. So,
Remember that movie she did, Baby Girl?
I never saw that.
Okay, but do you remember what was going on, like, with the film? There's very, like, raunchy scenes.
Yes, yes.
She had to do stuff that she was uncomfortable doing. I heard that there was a lot of that had to contribute to the break of their marriage.
Oh, like the tension after the fact?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know. I could never be married to an actor because I'd have a hard time separating, you know, okay, they have a love scene with so-and-so today. And it would like hurt me to watch that. You know what I mean?
Oh, what's Haley Steinfeld's husband name again?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Oh yeah. My God, I can't imagine Josh Allen watching Sinners with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh my gosh, I literally thought the same thing when I'm watching the movie. I'm like, Josh Allen must be really uncomfortable right now.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, for sure.
I couldn't do it.
Finally, this morning, so we've been talking about it. Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl album is out on Friday, and she is in full sparkle mode ahead of the release. She launched The Life of a Showgirl, a Spotify experience in New York. Yeah, and it's basically a Swiftie playground. It was a pop-up, and we're talking glittery orange walls, turquoise boas, a vanity that it looks straight out of a Vegas dressing room. But the real gold was the Easter eggs, okay?
Ooh.
Fans found some lyrics from her new track, Elizabeth Taylor. And this is actually on a billboard right now on the Strip, one of those electronic billboards.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like something's going down here in regards to Taylor.
It has to be.
I don't know if it's like a residency. I know it's the showgirl theme, but the lyrics said, oftentimes it doesn't feel so glamorous to be me. So that's a lyric from the song Elizabeth Taylor. But yeah, if you guys are on the Strip and you saw it, it's on one of those electronic billboards that's showing. Another said, everyone's unbothered till they're not. Then there was a burgundy Valentine's envelope with a mirror stamped with it saying, keep it 100, which fans instantly tied to Travis Kelce. Between the props, the clues, the Swiftie detective work, the pop-up sounds, it kind of sounds like an escape room, but like with album promo with it. It's open until Thursday if you're in New York and you're willing to wait 4 hours for
that. Oh my God. I know you and your daughter, Sophie, is a huge Swiftie. Is there anything you guys are talking about, like any type of suspicions or things that you think like, oh my gosh, in this album, this might happen?
Well, Sophie mentioned that this album is incredibly short. This is like one of her shortest albums ever. And so I think she said it was like 41 minutes long.
Oh my
or something
God.
Like that.
Oh,
hold on 1 second.
And then like the Tortured Poets Department was like 2 hours or something crazy.
Yeah, it's only 41 minutes long.
Huh.
So she's like, all these songs are going to be really short. So her theory is there a second album with it? Is there another sister album? And she says there is definitely some sort of a link between Reputation and this album.
Why?
Because Taylor, I guess, has been wearing a lot of Reputation stuff in her interviews, like necklaces, and there are symbols in various interviews and stuff that show Reputation. So she thinks they're linked somehow.
Oh, that's my favorite album.
I know.
Reputation is my favorite. So if there's a link somehow, is it like the snakes and stuff or what?
No, if you go, what was, she just posted, was it, it was on her Instagram where she's talking to the camera about the album, and the necklace she's wearing has I can't remember what the symbol was, but okay. It was something from the Reputation album.
Okay.
I mean, you got to be eagle-eyed to get some of this stuff.
These Swifties, so. they have eagle eyes and they have eagle ears.
It's crazy. But yeah, we'll have another 4-pack of tickets for you to join us at our listening party, Life of a Showgirl listening party on Friday at Jackpot Bar and Grill. And then you can go see the movie where she's going to premiere one of the videos from the album. It's going to be really cool. That's happening just after 8 o'clock with Heads Up. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So is Steph, is Ramon in the studio right now?
He actually went to my car. He had to get something for me.
Oh, okay, good.
Why?
Okay, so I want to bring something up, and we're going to need your guys' help here, okay? I think this could be really funny, like a little prank we could play on Ramon and the 8 o'clock hour listeners.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so basically, I have to tell you guys about this because a lot of you I know have heard about it. Steph, you've probably heard about it. Have you guys heard about the Anthropology Rock?
Oh my God, yes, it's all over the internet.
Okay, so if you haven't heard about the Anthropology Rock, here's how it started. So there's this content creator and she decided to prank her boyfriend and she literally grabbed a rock from outside. She brought it in and she was like, oh my gosh, my rock came in. I bought this at Anthropology. It was $150. And he's like, what? I could have gone outside and picked you up a rock. Why would you pay $150 for a rock? And she's like, it's an Anthropology rock.
Yes.
And she just kept going on and she kept posting more and more like Anthropology rock videos. And it totally blew up. It blew up so much so that the store Anthropology, they've hopped in on this prank and they're leaning all the way in. So they actually created rock displays in some of their stores and they're doing like TikTok collabs with people, and people online are acting like this is a real thing that you can buy, a real Anthropology product. And it looks like Anthropology has this official rock collection, even though they don't. It's all part of the jig.
It's so smart.
It's so funny.
And it's so smart for Anthropology to do that. And I think it would be fun to pull maybe a little. How do we want to do this, though? What's the prank?
Okay, so I think this is what I thought. Okay, so when we got to do this fast before Ramon gets back
okay.
in. So when he comes back in, we're going to prank him. Like, let's do this at 8 o'clock and then prank the 8 o'clock hour listeners who are not listening right now. So let's act like this is the greatest thing we've ever heard of.
Ooh.
Like, I need you guys to call in and like play along. Like, oh my gosh, I need one of those Anthropology rocks. Where, which store did you see them? Like, act like it is the hottest thing on the planet. We are, because I know Ramon's reaction is going to be the exact same as that boyfriend's. He's going to be like,
yes.
Why do you guys want a rock? So we got to play it up and act like this is the greatest thing we've ever heard of and see if he falls for it. Like, I'm going to tell him I'm on a wait list for one of these
oh
rocks.
Oh my God, we should tell him like he should buy it for Jackie, his wife.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I think we're like, oh, Jackie will love this. Like, forget the sneakers, forget anything like makeup wise. Jackie needs this $150 rock.
So I'm going to need your guys' help on this. Let's do it at 8 o'clock and just act like it is the greatest thing you've ever seen. Have you ever played a prank on someone that was so good? Or maybe there was a prank that was played on you and you were like, high five, that was a good one. I love doing silly little pranks that there's no real victim. It's just funny at the end of the day. 702-364-9400.
You know, I got pranked on April Fool's. It was actually the worst prank ever. My friend came to me pretending that they got into a car accident.
Whoa, I'm like, that is not a funny prank.
I'm like, this isn't funny. So like when I think prank, I'm like, okay, what innocent prank can we be pulled? I think this will be a fun, innocent prank. But when I think prank, they went above and beyond.
Oh my gosh.
Pretending that they went and got into a car accident. I want this to be fun. I want this to be lighthearted type of pranks. You know what I mean?
What did you do when that happened?
So when they came, they pretended that they got into, or a friend got into a car accident. I called the cops. And I called the cops. They came to my house and eventually they confessed that it was a prank. And I'm like, you cannot pretend you got into a car accident. But like 16 people were involved. Like the friends called in and stuff like that. And like, oh my God, I'm in a car accident. My friend showed up at my house. I'm like, okay, this production was way too planned out.
Oh.
And it was too good that they pranked. The prank was, I fell for it. You know what I mean?
That is so brutal. 702-364-9400. We're getting some texts here on pranks. This one says, I put googly eyes on everything in the fridge. My husband opened the door at midnight and screamed when the milk was staring at him. This one says, I taped the bottom of the soap dispenser so nothing came out. My kids were scrubbing their hands for like 10 minutes straight. Oh, that one would get so frustrating. This one says, at work, I swapped the sugar and salt jars in the background, in the back room, break room. And let's just say Karen's coffee break did not go as planned. Oh, the sugar and salt thing. That's not funny.
No, it's not.
Rose, good morning. Did you ever play like a really good prank on someone?
Well, my husband and I just gave each other a glance one night when we were at dinner with our two teenage kids. And my kids knew that we were going, that I was going out of town for work. We told them actually I was going out of town to adopt a baby. And that when we just found out that it was twins.
And what?
My son, who is the middle kid, because he's got stepbrothers or half brothers. Absolutely flipped out because he was like, I'm the end. There's not supposed to be any more kids. This isn't fair. My daughter is ecstatic. She wanted to get on the phone and call all of her girlfriends and tell all of them that she was going to have twin baby sisters and brothers and this whole thing. And it went on for this whole thing. But my son was so pissed off at the restaurant that she got up to go to the bathroom, my daughter, that we had to tell him so that he could get me in on it. And stop being so upset.
Oh, no.
We went home with the whole thing. It was carried on. We did another one with them and telling them that I was moving to Montana with him. And they were staying here until the school year was over. That carried on. We did it to our kids all the time. And they fell for it every single time.
I would have like serious trust issues with my parents after that. This one says reverse prank. My dad got appendicitis on April Fool's Day. No one believed him.
Oh my God. That is sad. Any news on April 1st, just wait till April 2nd.
I know. Make your appendicitis wait just one more day. You know. All right. So 8 o'clock. We're all in on this, right?
Yes,
please.
Let's do
okay,
it.
This is going to be fun. It's Mix 94.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes.
You are caller 20. You're playing the Mega Minute.
Oh,
I hear some help back there. Who's with you this morning?
Yeah, it's my wife. Her name is Donnellan.
Hey, Donnellan. How you doing?
We're so excited.
Oh, I love this, you guys. Okay, two heads are better than one. Let's make this happen. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get all 10 of them correct, and you are going to see Ed Sheeran. If either one of you knows the answer, just scream it out, because if I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which book series features the character Katniss Everdeen?
Oh.
What type of animal is a cobra?
Snake.
Yes. How many cards are there in a standard deck?
56. Oh, 52.
Yes. What state is known as the Silver State?
Oh, Texas?
No. What is E.T.'s favorite candy?
Reese's Pieces.
Yes. Which famous Halloween movie features the line, "Do you like scary movies?"
three.
Yes. What famous building is on the $20 bill?
Union Jack.
Who is the majority owner of the Las Vegas Aces?
Oh, man, Pat.
What are the three letters that are the universal distress signal?
SOS.
Yes. What U.S. city is dubbed the Valley of 10,000 Buffets?
Oh, that's...
Las Vegas is right. Ray Donnellan, I'm sorry. Some of those tripped us up here. The book series that features the character Katniss Everdeen, that's the Hunger Games. The state that's known as the Silver State. Oh, I feel bad saying this. It's our state. It's Nevada.
Ah, she thought it was Texas.
Nevada is known as the Silver State. The famous building on the $20 bill is the White House. The majority owner of the Las Vegas Aces is Mark Davis. And yes, the U.S. city dubbed the Valley of 10,000 Buffets is Las Vegas. You guys, I'm so sorry. I just loved your energy. I hope we get it back. Hang up. Call right back. Because caller 20, you get these tickets, two of them, to see Ed Sheeran, his Loop tour at Allegiant Stadium when it comes to town in July. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
Diddy is about to learn his fate and the sentence. It could be massive. On Friday, he faces sentencing on two counts of transporting people to engage in prostitution. Prosecutors, they are pushing hard for an 11-year prison term, saying he's shown no remorse and has spent years using power and control to exploit people. Their exact words were, only a significant term of imprisonment meted out in a substantial number of years can effectively deter him and show future victims that their abusers will be held accountable no matter their wealth or fame. Mm-hmm. This could get ugly. Meanwhile, the probation department, they think 5 to 7 years would be more fitting. And his legal team is trying to argue for just 14 months, would basically be time served. So this is one of those cases where the judge's decision really could set the tone for how much the justice system is willing to hold the rich and powerful accountable here.
You said they should do 14 months. How many months?
14 months. What? That's what they say. And that would be time served. So he would go.
I don't even think 11 years is enough.
You know, he was found guilty and some of the accusations were absolutely horrific. Here's what I don't understand. So I just saw this interview with Jennifer Lopez the other day. She was just talking about her life and her career and stuff. Like, why didn't she say anything about all the stuff that's going on?
Yeah.
Like, why does she never say anything? Like, I get it. Like, maybe if you're not asked, why would you tell? I get that. But it just seems like she has a lot of information that could be very useful in this situation.
And didn't her name, or I wouldn't even say name, but they would say like girlfriend at the time of the MTV VMAs. And it was clearly her. Like, you know what I mean? They would bring stuff up, right, about that.
The rumor was that she was holding the gun that was used in that gunfire incident. And so, yeah, I don't know. It just seems like... Did anybody ask her any questions? Like, well, what's going on there?
Her people are probably just like, no comment, comment. I get it. She's one of her biggest like ex-girlfriends of Diddy. And I would assume that they would go to her, but she was probably like, no comment. And then I think too, it would get really messy with her public image.
Yeah, for sure. I do get that. But it just seems like if, you know, prosecutors could go to her and maybe not say things publicly, but like, hey, we need information. Can you give us information? And maybe she's given it and we just don't know.
Yeah,
it just seems very weird. Also this morning, Time has released its 2025 Time 100 Next List. This is where they highlight the rising stars that are going to shape the future in music, acting, activism, entrepreneurship, all sorts of stuff. And the music names alone are huge. They say the next big things are going to be Tate McRae, which she's already blowing up. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Also, Gracie Abrams is on the Time 100 Next List.
I could see that.
I love her. Mm-hmm. Glorilla.
Your husband's favorite? Little cook.
I love her. Becky G is on the list. And then also Lainey Wilson. Now, what makes this list fun is that big name fans get to write the tributes. So Selena Gomez praised Becky G for defining herself and making a big community impact. Dakota Johnson, she wrote about Tate McRae, called her magnetic. And Ariana Grande wrote about actor Jonathan Bailey, who also on the list. So yeah, it's a really cool list. You might want to check it out. And then finally this morning, this could have ended in absolute tragedy. Has your kid ever like gone out and brought something home and you're like, where did you get this? Or why are you bringing this home? A toddler in Washington State was digging around in his front yard when he found what he thought was a cool old metal object. He brought it inside to show his parents, and it turned out to be a live World War II grenade.
A live one?
Live one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the parents immediately called 911 and the bomb squad came out to confirm that it wasn't just a relic. It was still active. They safely transported it to a remote area and disabled it. Authorities say the grenade had clearly been exposed to the elements for decades, but no one has any idea how it ended up buried in the yard. Imagine like being a parent in that moment and your kid just casually walks in the house with a live explosive. Luckily, the story had a safe ending, but it's one of those that is going to be hard to top in the what did your toddler bring you from outside category.
Have your kids ever done something like that?
No, but I remember my brother brought something home. He was out there playing with his friends and I think I was playing video games or something, and I heard my mom scream, and so I like ran to the front and he's holding a dead bird like with his hands.
No, like, ew!
And he's like, can we save this? I mean, it was smashed. It was, there was no saving it. And it looked like it had been dead for a while. And my mom's like screaming, saying like, he's going to get rabies and stuff. And like, it was a mess. And I don't even know what they did with it. But yeah, he brought home a dead bird. Have you ever done anything like that?
No, not me. Not my brothers. Ramon, maybe your kid, has he ever done anything like this?
Nah, pretty boring over here. But I would say I would have probably done something dumb with that grenade. Like, let's test it out. Pull the pin and throw it.
Throw it at the neighbor's yard. I am in just total disbelief right now that it is October. Like, that is just blowing my mind. It was funny because I feel like this is the month that I really start my holiday shopping, and I have a couple birthdays in my family that I have to start shopping for. And last night my husband was asking me, he's like, hey, give me some ideas, like what you want for the holidays. And I told him, I don't know if anyone else is with me this year, but I told him there is literally only one thing I want this year, nothing else, and it is the Anthropology rock. Did you guys, have you seen that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
my,
yeah, I'm with you on that.
I'm obsessed with that rock right now. I actually was thinking about splurging on it. If you haven't heard of it, it's these rocks that the store Anthropology sells, and They're like $150. I'm not gonna lie, they're not cheap, but they are so amazing. I mean, just like gorgeous, like statement pieces. You know what I mean?
What's so special about the rock?
Well, they're really beautiful. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's just like the Anthropology rock. It's the vibe from the rock.
Aren't they like a clothing store?
Yeah, but they sell knickknacks and stuff. They sell like candles and all sorts of stuff.
And rocks. What this is just like one big rock?
Yeah, well, they're different kinds. You know, they have like different
kinds of rocks?
Yes. Like, you're making it sound so simple, but
like different colors?
They're just like, they're very natural looking, mm-hmm. like something you might run into in the wild and stuff.
And we're talking like an actual rock, not like a diamond rock. Like
No. Yeah.
Not a new ring.
You have to see them. It's like the texture, beautiful. The weight, the vibe. It's like art for your entryway table, you know? It totally changes the aesthetic of your house.
Is it kind of like these things? Because I know like Home Depot, they sell like these pink, like Himalayan salt, pink salt lamps that like, you know, clear the air or, you know, clear the soul like that?
No, they're like gray.
What are you talking about? A rock.
I guarantee you, your wife has heard of these. She probably wants one. We should find out. But
the only rock she wants is a bigger ring.
No, she will want an Anthropology rock over a diamond. I would put money on it.
I will admit this. Like, our anniversary is next month, so looking for a gift, makes sense. But this rock makes zero sense.
No, I'm serious. No. You have to see them. Courtney, good morning. Have you talked or seen about the Anthropology rocks?
Yes, I have. I have been seeing them all over social media, and I told my husband this is the number one thing. It would look so good in our living room of our new house.
No way.
I have to have it. I have to have it.
Maybe it's because you're a guy that you don't understand it, Ramon. Like, every woman wants one of this year.
We're talking about a rock. We're talking like a boulder. I could throw a rock through the window.
I would say, like, the rock is about, like at your hand, but it's, like, really beautiful. And it's very, like, the way that they make it and then the way that they chalk it is super gorgeous. There's, like, a cute little shine to it. I even saw there's, like, one that's selling for $1,000.
What?
And I told James I really want it, but he's, like, that's absolutely insane. But it's very slick. It's sliver. And it would look perfectly on my little altar I have with my little crystals. He goes, that's too much. Maybe the $150 ones, maybe we can make it work. But I think they just work so beautifully in their home. It's a great piece.
It's really something that I haven't seen before.
You two are insane.
Look at the text line. Look at the text line. I'm getting one for my wife for sure.
See?
Like, let's talk to Desiree. There's Desiree, no, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're talking about this Anthropology rock. Ramon doesn't believe us. It's like the hottest thing out there right now. What do you think?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you about the Anthropology rock. It really is the hottest thing out there. This is a must-have thing for the holidays.
I'm telling you, everyone's sleeping on this. This is going to be the biggest gift this year.
The biggest, that's one way of saying it. It's going to be the biggest gift this year, and I'm telling you, if you want to wow your girl, your guy, whoever, you got to get this rock. And what I think is you can get it at the Anthropology store for $150. Oh, my God, what a steal.
I know. I'm surprised that they're not charging more, honestly. Like, that is, just think about, like, how long this is going to last her, you know?
I know. Forever. I mean, a rock is forever. If a diamond's forever, a rock is forever. It lasts forever. And I'm telling you, you need to go and get it now because I want one. And every time I go, it's sold out. My sister-in-law got one. And I'm so jealous. I want an Anthropology rock.
I love you, Desiree. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm telling you. Here's what we need to do. Let's take a break.
I must be living under a rock.
No, I can't believe you haven't heard of these.
When am I supposed to just walk in and ask for a rock?
They're on the table there. Oh. They're $150. When we come back, let's get your wife, Jackie, on the phone. I guarantee you. I will give you money if she has not heard of this and if she doesn't want this. Like, she would take this over a pair of sneakers any day.
Nope.
They're limited edition.
Come on. This can't be real.
We're talking about it. Coming up next, it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, we have been talking about this item that none of us ladies have been able to stop thinking about. I think I'm going to finally splurge. And it's the most beautiful thing I want in my entryway. I want on my table. I want to stare at it every day. I'm talking about the Anthropology rock. You all have seen these. Steph, you want one too.
Yes.
Gorgeous, perfect, totally worth it. It's not just a rock. It is the Anthropology rock. Ramon, you said that there's no way your wife would ever want something like this. Like, you don't get it for some reason.
I googled Anthropology rock. I can't even pronounce it. And it looks just like a rock. It doesn't glow. It's not like, you know, blue or pink or a cool color.
But it's Anthropology rock.
Their name's not even on it. Maybe they should put Anthropology on it. Stamp it.
Well, we got your wife on the phone. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, sorry to just ambush you like this. We were talking about, I know you've heard of it, the Anthropology rock. You've heard of it, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Ramon's like, there's no way she would want one of these.
No.
What are your thoughts on the Anthropology rock?
Oh, gosh.
So I had actually asked Ramon to give me his Christmas list because our anniversary is coming up, and then there's Christmas, and then there's his birthday. And I was hoping he would ask me what my Christmas list was, and I was going to put the Anthropology rocker, and it's just kind of expensive.
She's totally lying. Like, the only rock she wants, I'm telling you, is a new ring. And at this point, I'd rather get her a ring than this rock.
But it's so pretty.
What? What? How? Look at it. It's just a rock.
It's kind of like, remember those Supreme bricks? And it like had Supreme on it. This one doesn't have like the brand on it, but it's an Anthropology rock. And it's like sold out all everywhere. And people are even selling them for like $850, $1,000, like above retail.
See?
So maybe we should put on StockX.
Nah, the seller's fees.
No, don't do it. Jackie, but isn't it just like your favorite thing right now?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
So I actually found it for retail and I actually already bought it.
Where would you put it? Where are you going to put it?
I don't know. I could put it by the entrance. I could put it by the TV. Like, it's just decor.
I'm this close to hanging up. I know the kids got to go to school soon.
Oh my gosh, you already bought it.
Jackie.
Telling you, there's oh my gosh, there's no way.
Okay, we gotta confess here.
We do.
It's time for the truth. Oh, if you're listening and you're completely confused right now, here's what happened. Okay, this whole thing started earlier this morning. Ramon, you know when Steph asked you to go get that stuff from her car?
Yeah, which was weird. Makes sense.
I did.
So we were talking about playing this prank on you and our 8 o'clock hour listeners. This is a prank that went viral on TikTok. This creator just grabbed a random rock outside and she told her boyfriend that she bought it at Anthropology for $150, and he flipped exactly the way you did. Like, he went nuts.
Because it makes absolutely no sense. Does Vegas even have an Anthropology store?
Yes.
Oh, in downtown Summerlin,
yes.
Right?
Okay, so the video goes crazy, and now Anthropology is even playing along with this, and they're putting rocks in their store and like putting $150 price tags on them, like they're selling them. So we thought it would be funny to prank you and also anyone listening here in the 8 o'clock hour that didn't hear us set it up in the 7 o'clock hour. And we told our early listeners to call in and talk about how amazing these rocks were.
I had to be a prank because I was like, this is so off the rails. Like, these ladies have jumped a shark.
Our listeners are the best because they really came in with us and called and was like, this is the best thing ever. Jackie was in on it. Like, we totally just wanted to prank you, Ramon.
You guys did not disappoint. And now you have Ramon ready to throw a rock through our windows here.
I said, I'm going home. It's over.
Mix 94.1 rocks are next.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we've got our contestant, Melissa. You are caller 20.
Yay.
Let's do this. I can't wait to see you Friday. Get you these passes for our Taylor Swift album release party. Pick a category. Do you want to go with The Life of a Showgirl, Kitten Around, or CD Player?
Life of a Showgirl.
All right. Well, we obviously are playing for these passes to our listening party. So these are all things that are associated with Taylor Swift. Are you a big Swiftie?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. We should have no problem with this. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the name of Taylor's fiance.
Travis Kelce.
Yes, this was the name of her big show that went all across the world this year. Yes, this is her favorite number.
13.
Yes, this was the year she was born.
1989.
Yes, she has three of these. But yes, this is what she plays teardrops on her what?
Guitar.
Yes.
What?
Wow.
Easy. Oh, my God.
Melissa, you are a true Swiftie. That was incredible. Congratulations.
Hot, hot, hot. A It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
If your phone buzzed this morning with a congratulations, you won text, you are definitely not alone. A new poll says Americans are the most favorite scam targets, getting hit with an average of 25 sketchy messages a week. That breaks down to 9 scam calls, 9 emails, 7 texts. If you add it up, that's over 1,000 fake messages a year. Brits came in second with 21 scam attempts per week, which almost feels like a compliment to us. Like, they really want to scam us. On top of that, Americans are also holding the record for the fullest spam folders, an average of 350 emails just sitting there.
It has been so insane lately with the scam calls that I've been getting. I mean, I feel like I've gone at least 5 to 6 a day. It's always from New York. They always leave me about a voicemail of about like 40 seconds. But this one was weird. These text messages I got on September 24th, one said, "I miss you so much."
Oh, I'm getting those too.
Yes. Another one was like, "It was so good meeting you the other day. How have you," or, "Hey there, it's been a long time. How have you been?" Like, those types of messages, easily I would be like, "Oh, let me respond. Who is this?" But man.
Yeah, I just delete and block those right away.
Okay.
Because, like, my fear is, though, it's someone whose number I don't have in my phone and I actually know them, but I just don't respond to them.
They've sent, like, emojis now, and they'll put, like, the slant faces. Like, it's the most weirdest thing. I know for sure that it's not someone I know, though.
It is? Okay. Uh-huh. I got this email the other day. You know, like, those reservation booking services, like there's one called Seven Rooms.
Okay.
And I've used that before, but I got like how was your visit to this restaurant? And it was a restaurant like I had never been to in a totally different state. And it was sent to it one of my emails that I don't use for that service. So I'm looking, I'm like, is someone using my email to book reservations? And I was kind of weirded out by it. So I went to the actual website, like the Seven Rooms website, and you know, you can log in. I was like, forgot password.
Okay.
And I put in my email address and there like nothing came up. And then at the very top of it, it said, "Be alert for phishing emails." And I was like, that, they got me. I am glad I didn't click on it or anything.
I fear for the people that are older, the seniors.
Oh yeah.
They get scammed a lot. And we just dealt with one with my husband and his great aunt. And I fear for them because they don't know sometimes like what's real and what's fake.
Do you have, just back on the text message thing, like with coming from other states, do you have a lot of friends that have numbers in other states? Like Ramon, you're born and raised here. So I picture you having just like all 702 numbers pretty much.
Yeah. Usually the out of state zip area codes are like family relatives, yes. Most of them are, or even the new ugly 725.
Oh, man, 725. What about you, Steph? Are yours all like all 619s?
Yeah, most of them are like 619, 760, 858. That's the San Diego area. But anything like East Coast, I mean, I lived in Connecticut for like 8 months, but I think they're 860, but I never get anything from 860. It's always New York.
Just going back to the 725 area code, man, that sucks. Like, if you go get a new phone number, are you bummed out if you got the 725?
I would go and be like, if I'm changing my number, it has to be a 702. If not, then I'll just keep my same
like
old number.
Just demand it, right?
Yeah, I'll be like, there's no option, no choice.
If you're a 725, I'm like, oh, you're new here.
Yep, exactly.
Also this morning, let's talk about Taylor. We've been talking a lot about her. Her new album comes out on Friday, and she just keeps stacking records. She's officially become the first female artist in history to sell over 100 million albums. As of yesterday, she's at 105 million. Her biggest seller is still 1989 with 14 million. That's followed by Fearless with 11 million. Other heavy hitters like Red, Tortured Poets Department, and her debut album sold 8 million. So that puts her sixth overall on the all-time sales chart behind legends like the Beatles.
Yeah.
They're on there. Also, Garth Brooks, of course, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, the Eagles are on there, the Led Zeppelin. So her new album drops Friday. You know that Swifties are going to push that number even higher. Mariah Carey, by the way, is second amongst women with 75 million. So yeah, Taylor didn't just beat a record. She kind of lapped it with that one.
Do you, just speaking of the listening party on Friday, are you guys going dressed up as anything Taylor Swift?
Well, I got a shirt on Amazon that says Showgirl.
Yeah, that's right.
It was only like $11. So if you're looking for something, it was like cheap. I got it. I washed it.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. So you washed it first before trying
to. Yes, because Steph guilted me for being a wash and wear, or for not being a wash and wear person. And so when I came in the mail from Amazon, I was like, I should probably wash this.
Do you wash your clothes inside out? Like, do you put it inside out so like the graphics and stuff don't mess
up?
Yeah,
if there's a graphic on it or if it's a dark color.
Yes.
I always do it inside out, but... yeah, so I'm going to wear that and then some sparkly jeans.
Cute.
Or something like that. Yeah, what's your if you were dressing as your favorite era, you'd go Reputation, I take it?
I would go Reputation, all black. I have like a lot of all black stuff, and I just got these black knee-high boots.
Ooh,
that would be perfect
sexy.
For it. And I really, I don't like to wear black lipstick, but I would wear black lipstick for the Reputation album.
I love it.
Yes.
Ramon, what's your favorite Taylor era?
You're kind of asking the wrong person. I don't know. No, red, right?
Yeah, yes, red.
Did you wear all red?
I mean, red's my favorite color, so sure.
Okay, I love him being so honest. He's like,
Yeah, you got me on that one.
Finally, this morning, forget casual Fridays. The hot new workplace trend is no shoes allowed.
Ooh.
Fortune magazine reports more companies are banning shoes in the office to make things feel more relaxed and collaborative. So you can wear socks. You can wear slippers or you can just go full barefoot. And the idea is that people feel less anxious and more at home without shoes. Tech companies in Silicon Valley have been doing this for years, and now startups across the country are catching on. But not everyone's sold on the idea. Experts say it could be awkward, even unhygienic, depending on the office vibe. So picture yourself next staff meeting, everyone's toes out. Does that make you feel relaxed, or does that make you like ready to quit?
That's disgusting.
Really?
Yes. I would not want to see toes at a meeting. I don't even like seeing my husband's toes.
Okay, so the hot take, all right? I don't want to see toes, but I am all for no shoes. I am for slippers and I am for socks. You know how much I hate when people wear shoes in the house? Like,
yeah,
you just like stomp through a gas station bathroom and now you're walking across my rug. Like,
true.
No, thank you. So think about what lives on the bottom of the shoes and there. Everyone's tracking them in. If we left our shoes at the entryway and all turned, you know, started wearing our house slippers or our socks, I could totally get on board with that.
No, I can't. I feel like, okay, I get the culture in Japan. It's very much like that, where you take your shoes off when
yes.
you enter restaurants, you sit down on little pillows and you eat. I just can't see that in like walking into the radio station right when you open, there's shoes lined up. Like, I'm gonna be like, oh, that's Ramon's shoes because those are Jordan's. There's Mercedes because those are the Kobe's. Like, stuff like that.
Honestly, the three of us wear really cool shoes. Someone would probably steal our shoes.
Oh my gosh.
100%. You're gonna steal the heat.
That's right. It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.